I'm at a loss to find the words to even describe the monumental disaster Turkey and Syria are facing at the moment. You know, as a journalist, you're used to going into very difficult situations, but nothing prepares you for this. We are witnessing a horrific situation, but we are also witnessing empathy and compassion and determination. I'm Tierney Bonini, senior producer at Al Jazeera's documentary series Close Up. And between us, I've been struck by how a natural disaster of this scale has brought out the best of humanity. We were in the southeastern city of Kahramanmaraş in Turkey, which is the epicenter of the earthquake. My first impressions when I arrived was just the sheer scale of the devastation and the desperation everywhere I looked. Everywhere we went, buildings, schools, offices, shops, completely to the ground. We were following a group of rescue workers. These are volunteers from all across Turkey and from different backgrounds. And they were so determined to do what they did. They didn't sleep. They were working around the clock to find people. We met a young woman named Hatice, and she's a mother of three kids, and she was under the rubble for nearly 3 days, and she rejected death. The rescue workers said that they looked at the building a few times and they couldn't hear any sound. And eventually, after calling out three times, they heard a very, very small sound. And then they started to communicate with the woman. And she was saying jokes. She was singing.
Hatice abla burada, bak bana bak, bak bak, üç tane.
The rescue workers said, hold tight, we're coming to get you. And she said, no, you guys hold tight. I'm coming out for you guys. She was just incredibly resilient. It's a long operation to try and find a survivor. It generally takes 12 to 18 hours, even if they locate a sound. They have to first assess, is this safe for us to go into? And after that, they have to figure out a way to dig through the rubble. They have to figure out where the person is lying, how he or she is lying, how many people are around that person. One of the things that really struck me was the pain. There were people who were walking, shouting, crying. I remember very vividly someone in front of us just collapsed on the ground and he put his hands to his face and he started wailing. And you could just see the heartbreak in his eyes, and everywhere, this was a scene everywhere we went. And I feel speechless. It was horrific and heartbreaking to see the scale of the devastation. As the days went by, you could see the mood starting to shift. You could just feel the heaviness, the sorrow, and the anger. People were starting to be angry. They wanted answers. They were angry at the infrastructure. They were angry that their whole city had collapsed. We know that there are thousands of people in Turkey and in Syria who've died in this earthquake, and the numbers are expected to rise dramatically. One of the rescue workers said something that really struck with me. He said, you can build a home, you can build an office, we can build schools, but we cannot rebuild families. I think that really captures the impact this earthquake is going to have. I think that's going to have repercussions for years to come.